A long winding day is coming to an end. I had my dinner a little while ago, and now I'm in my bedroom. I stop in front of the mirror for a second. Nothing out of the ordinary. A bit of tiredness in my eyes, dishevelled hair falling over my shoulders and curling into little balls. My usual casual clothes adorning my body. A jacket, a plain tee and jeans, and my fading lipstick. My hand slides into my pocket and rests over my phone. I wish it would vibrate. A thought crosses my mind, but I snuff it out quickly. He must be busy, I think. I grab a book from my shelf, the one that is calling me out tonight. I toss it onto the bed and take off my jacket, my shoes. I enjoy the coldness of the floor and my bare feet. I unbutton my jeans, loosening into reverie, thinking about things. You. I shake my head and wriggle my legs out of the jeans and then out of my shirt. I gently fold them and put them aside. I sniff my arms. I close my eyes. Aqua, the scent you love so much. I grab a towel and step into the bathroom. I let the warm water run over me for a while. I scrub my arms, my breasts, my legs. Without a thought, I quickly grab my phone, which now I have a habit of carrying into the shower. I frown and put it back. I shouldn't tease him at this hour. Perhaps he's working. Fuck his work, some part of me said, and I resume scrubbing myself. A few moments and a half dozen incoherent mumblings later, I step out of the shower. I butchered all of your favourite songs. Not sorry at all. I dry my hair inch by inch. The warm water felt good on my skin. A few drops trickle down my body and onto the floor. I smile, because you hate it. What if someone slips and dies? You yelled at me, and I laughed and laughed and laughed. And then you kissed me, your warm lips pressed against mine, the taste lingering forever. You said you couldn't take it, that you had to shut me up, that seeing my joy filled you with joy but also hurt, because you knew you couldn't keep me forever. So you kissed me until we were both out of breath, and then I looked at you wide-eyed and laughed again. You know why. Your fingers had felt so good in my hair. You tasted of something I hadn't tasted before. A hint of honesty, desire, and a whole lot of affection. Take a deep breath, I say to myself, and continue to rid the towel of its dryness. I slide the window open. It is cold outside. It's winter. You adore winters. I hate winters, but I can tolerate them. I let the breeze run wild over my wet hair. I shiver, almost dropping my towel, but I hold on tight. I get used to the coldness. I get dressed for the night, baggy pajamas and an oversized shirt. I stop by the mirror and take another glance. I stare at my reflection. I wonder if you'd like me this way. Very attractive, I say, and walk into the kitchen. I heat the water and search the rack for something to drink. Teas, so many teas. Teas you forgot at my place, teas you gifted me, teas I bought because you said they were good, and a few of them were good, but I mostly bought them because I wanted to taste what you tasted. I bite my lip at that thought. I open the dishwasher, the million mugs that nestle in there rattle, so many colours. You gave me a new one on each of our dates. I find it stupid. Yet I want more. The kettle beeps loudly, startling me. I pick one of the "You must taste this, it's so good" teas that you got me. It's the one I hate the least. You forgot every time I told you that I didn't like black teas. But you got them anyway, trying to pursue me. "Try them," you'd said. I kept wondering if you were a fool, if my words kept falling on deaf ears, but I gave up because I didn't want to rob you of the joy of giving. And also because some of those teas were actually delicious. I walk back into the bedroom with the steaming cup warming my hand. I snuggle it close to my chest and look out the window. There's the moon, some dying stars, some distant neighbours cackling at the same old joke, some stray cat meowing. There's the breeze, the crickets, a lonely ant running across the sill. Don't know what it's up to. I hope it makes its journey. There's that old car across the road, the one on which you drew dicks just to piss the owner off, now completely covered in dust. And there's my phone buzzes and I spring towards it. "Tonight is your last chance to..." I grunt and put it back. I sip a little bit of the tea. Hints of caramel, lemongrass, ginger, mingled into one another. It soothes my tired throat. I recall the look on your face when I had said, "But it tastes so meh. How can you drink this?" I almost spit out the tea laughing, remembering you had no idea I was pulling your leg. Your honest dejection, the way you looked at me, resisting the urge with every ounce of your will not to scream at me and instead saying, "It's all right if you don't like it. We can try something else." The way that plucked a string inside me, which sounded so melodious. It still resonates with me. I'd wanted to hug you tightly and whisper, "I actually like it. A lot." But I didn't, because I enjoyed your struggle. Thoroughly. My phone buzzes again and I lunge at it. "Your friend on Facebook like..." I let out a sigh and put it back. I look back at my bed, the crumpled sheets and a lonely book, the pages fluttering by the wind that managed to sneak in, a single leaf stuck between those pages, dry and falling apart into a million little pieces. I slide the window shut, and my mug is now empty. I wonder where the tea disappeared. The mingling hints of caramel, lemongrass, and ginger now fading. I sit with my back against the headboard. The headboard. I stare at the sheets for a moment. Sheets. Satin. Cold. Sheets. The headboard bounces against the wall. It's cheap. It creaks every single time I wiggle. You like it, though. And I smile at the thought. At the thought of you. I wrap myself in a blanket and dim the lights. I picked up a cheesy romantic novel because it reminded me of you the least. But all it did was remind me of you. I miss you so much. Fuck you. I toss the dry leaf aside and start reading. Baby, the first time I laid my eyes on you... I'd forgotten to switch my phone off and now it's bouncing beside me. It's the right time to invest. It's now or... I laugh. I really laugh out loud at this stupid advert. For fuck's sake, I yell as I switch my phone off. No, it's not the right time to invest into anything because all I can think of is him. I let out a very deep breath. I bury my face into the book. I love the smell of the page. It reminds me so much of you. I feel desperate. I want you. Now. I let my lips part, exhausted, the tip of my tongue resting on the paper. I close my eyes, and my mind travels to that night. I was sleeping on your back, and you were still, trying your best not to wake me up. Without realizing, I gently lick the page. I savor the taste, wooden, rough, imperfect. I lick it again. A slow, creeping realization dawns on me. I have to return this book to the folks at the book club. Yet, I lick it again, almost smirking as I did it. The thought of returning the book but leaving a permanent mark on it turns me on. I feel a gush of warm blood run down my spine. Hot. So hot. I think I've lost my mind. There's a man on the cover. He's sort of attractive, but that's not what I'm thinking of. I have a sudden impulse to kiss him, smother him with my tongue. I don't care what that looks like, because all I see after I close my eyes is you. Fuck it. I stick my tongue out and run it over him. Oh, I feel so ashamed. Fuck it. I smother him with my tongue, the warmth now flowing into every inch of skin, throbbing, pulsing, spiraling. I lick him and kiss him again and again. I gasp as I yank the book off my face. Enough! I yell at myself. I fall back onto the bed. I stare at the ceiling for a moment. And I burst out laughing. I laugh heartily. I laugh the way I laugh when I'm with you. I've made such a mess, and I'm not sorry. I let my hands slide into my pajamas. I'm wet. I'm so turned on. I let it rest over my clit, but I do nothing. I close my eyes and I focus on you. I curl my hair in my fingers, gently tugging on them. You love doing that. You love doing all kinds of things to my hair. Tell me what to do, I whisper. I breathe heavily, frustrated, waiting for a response. There is none. Tell me, please, I beg. Please fucking tell me what to do. Why do you have to be so mean? I say with gritted teeth. After a moment's silence, touch, I hear. I rub myself gently and let out a moan, echoing your name as I let my fingers sink into my wetness, exploring my warmth. I fold my legs and roll onto my side, sinking my fingers deeper. Deeper, I hear. Yes, yes, I am. I moan into the sheets, squirming in pleasure. Deeper. I growl as my fingers go searching. It feels like everything I've been missing, and I've found it, all of it. Surrender. I feel the edge overwhelm me as I lose control, my squirming body now a warm, sweaty mess. I try to muffle my moans with my hand, fearing someone would hear me. Instead, my fingers slip into my mouth, my tongue tasting them. A thought flicks across my mind. You love to kiss my fingers. I explode as my body slithers in pleasure. My legs shake and my voice is now almost a squeal. Regaining control, I slowly pull my fingers out of my pajamas. I close my eyes and taste them. Oh, I cry. Fuck. I lick them back and forth. I open my eyes and see the book. I get an idea. I really shouldn't do it. Before I can think over it again, I grab the book and paint the poor man with my fingers. I laugh almost hysterically. I kiss the book again, not ashamed anymore. I get out of my bed. I bend over and slowly slide my pajamas off, as if I was stripping for you. They are loose, so they don't require a lot of effort, but I try to make the most of it. I feel my ass with my hands. I squeeze it with my still wet fingers and gently slap it. The sound echoes in my room. I love the sound of skin. I'm weird. My eyes meet the book again, and I pity it now. I slap my ass again, harder, with the book, of course. I let out an unsuppressed moan. It almost felt like how you'd spank me. Hard. Mean. And I love it every time. I walk in front of the mirror. I violently pull the shirt off of me and toss it away. I don't even glance to see where it landed. I let my hands wander my naked body, my breasts, my hard nipples, my uneven belly, my still very wet and unsatiated cunt. But I see more. I see my face that you keep telling me about. I see my beautiful eyes, almost watery, my slightly larger than average nose, my thin lips, my little ears pierced because of you, my hair of half dozen type dyes, my shoulders, my throat that you don't let go of, my armpits, let's not talk about them, my arms that you ran your tongue over a million times, and my hands that you swear are the reason you love me, my fingers. I taste them again. I also see my thighs and space between them. I feel them with my hands and I quiver. I see my knees and my legs and my feet and those little toes, succulent, he called them. I turn around and see my neck. Oh, my neck. Things I'd do to have your warm breath on it right now. My back. Things you do to it, despite me telling you it's sensitive and me loving every goddamn time. It turns me on, knowing that you know me so well. I feel so naked in your presence, yet so safe. I see my calves and my heels. Heels. I wear them simply because you love them. Fucking heels. They hurt so much. I am beautiful. So beautiful. I mouth, looking at myself. I lean forward into the mirror and kiss my lips. I let my tongue slide out. It runs over the mirror. Over me. You taste so good, I mutter into the glass. Can I have more before I let you go? I ask. I smile. I grab my vibrator from the drawer. It's still got some juice. I pick up the book, which is now questioning its very existence. I pout at it teasingly. I keep it on the nightstand in a way that the man on the cover can see me. You're going to watch me play now, mister. You should feel lucky. I shrug the blanket to the edge of the bed and I slide the window open. I lean out a little bit. It's still very cold. But I enjoy the way the cold tickles my skin, my nipples reaching out as far as they can. I bite my lower lip. I wish you were here. I spring back onto the bed and I bump my head against the headboard simply because I wanted to hear the creak. I do fucking love it. So dirty. Oh, I remember something. You had forgotten a pair of your underwear the last time you were here. I still think you left it on purpose. I know you're quite capable of that. I think you get off wondering if I found it or if I did anything with it. I pull the drawer. It's sitting there, washed and neatly folded. I almost wish I hadn't washed it. I wish it smelled of you. Maybe it does. I pull it out and put it on. It looks huge on me, and I feel so incredibly silly. I touch myself through the soft fabric of your underwear. God, even saying that makes me cringe, but also turns me on. And I am wet. I am so wet again. I rub myself, the wetness absorbed by the fabric. There you go. Now think of that, you filthy pervert. Think of me as I rub my needy little cunt while I wear your underwear. I bet you'll fucking love that. I bet you wish you were here. I growl, sounding primal. I keep bumping my head against the headboard as I ride my fingers. I rub harder and faster, void of any control, verging onto orgasm. Stop, I hear. No, I scream. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Angrily, I slide my legs out of the underwear. My wetness has left a mark on it. I put it on my belly, clutching it, uttering, I dare you deny me this time. I hear a laugh, then a low guttural moan, and I feel a rush of arousal fill my entire body. I grab my vibrator and toy my clit. I toy it with the way you like to, and oh my dear fucking lord, why does this feel so good? I squirm and quiver and convulse on the pleasure that overrides my senses. I writhe on the sheets, bouncing, my back cursing me. My other hand crawls towards my tits and my fingers involuntarily squeeze my nipple the way you squeeze it, and I scream out in pain. So much pain, and I enjoy every fucking bit of it. My voice is raspy now, almost too harsh, but I don't care. I moan and moan as I ride my toy, edging myself towards an orgasm. I take your underwear and I stuff it down my mouth. I cannot afford to be heard. If you were here, I would have risked it. But fuck you, you're not here. I increase the intensity of the vibrator, not sure how long it will last. It's wet, so very wet and sticky. I have to come. I must. I smash my night lamp in an attempt to grab the hairbrush that's on the nightstand. It's an antique wooden brush with a carving on the bottom. You're going to hate me for doing this. Or you'll fucking love it. I also send the poor book flying into the corner. I slowly insert the butt of the brush into my pussy. Thank you for being here, book. This is not a good idea. This is not. I insert it all the way in. It feels divine. Heavenly. I can almost hear my own wetness, and it turns me on even more. Your goddamn underwear is still muffling my moans, and I am fucking myself with this brush, thinking it's your cock. And I am such a slut. Your slut. I hope you're thinking of me. Please let me come, I say. Please, please, please. I shake my head in agony, in pleasure. A cold wind blows in through the window. The chill makes me arch my back even more, and I thrust faster, deeper. I close my eyes and picture you and all your infinite ways, the ways you ravish me. The ways you love me. You're mine, all mine. I bite my lips as I get closer. Do it now. Do it for yourself. I feel my senses overwhelm and I orgasm hard. I cry out in ecstasy. I scream your name and I spit out your underwear as I gasp for breath. I feel all pain rush out of me and crash back on the sheets. Panting uncontrollably, Little moans escape with my heavy breaths as I throw the toy on the other side of the bed. It vibrates and shuts up after I glare at it. Good boy. I pull out the brush that is now so violated. I almost feel sorry for it. I stick it in my mouth and taste it. It tastes so good. I close my eyes. It reminds me of your cock in my mouth. I let that feeling take over me. The ridges, the length, the girth. Drained, I say. Fuck you, I'm tired. Please. Next time. You can have more next time. What have you done to me? I feel a grin spread across my weary face. A little drop of sweat trickles and settles on my upper lip. I lick it, salty and warm, just like you. I'm so nasty and I don't care. I pick up the fallen night lamp. It's only slightly broken. I put the brush on the nightstand, making a mental note to wash it the first thing next morning. Maybe. I'm still breathing heavily. I take a towel and dry myself. I look at my fingers, slightly pruny. What have you done to me? I almost squeak out the last word. Filled both with embarrassment and joy I've never felt before, I feel so free. I feel naked, happy, warm, loved, and in love. I settle down, looking at the window, grinning. A little while later, I turn the lights off. I leave my window open just a tiny little bit. You can come in anytime you want, I say, smiling. I have no clothes on me. I don't want any. I slump back onto the bed, my body weightless. I cover myself with the blanket, even though I don't want to, but you'd hate it if I caught a cold. I'd hate it too. I turn my phone on. Nothing. I miss you, I type and hit send, expecting you not to reply. You reply immediately. You did it, didn't you? Winky face. Oh my God, how'd you know? Flushed face. My hands are trembling. My phone vibrates again. 'Cause I miss you too, silly. Good night. Kissing face. You're so dead. Angry face with horns. Good night. Kissing face. I let the phone fall off of my hands. It tumbles and settles somewhere on the floor. It does not vibrate anymore. I close my eyes. Calm now. I whisper softly.